I think they're making it up as they go along out here.
Well, yeah, but you can have T-shirts, I guess, just like you can have designer jeans. Some jeans are nicer than others.
Like, did your dad like those people wearing that T-shirt?
Stop
on that golf
that
course.
Up. No, of course not. But that guy was plain and it had a lot of print on it.
That was a wife beater, not a T-shirt.
Yeah, it was.
It was a wife beater T-shirt.
Yeah,
but at least it was plain, right?
No, you know what it said on it.
What did it say on it?
Talked about the guy's family reunion.
Okay, the Johnson family reunion.
Yeah.
So it just said Johnson family reunion.
And it had but on the back it said, "Incest is best."
What? I didn't understand that.
Incest is best.
I still didn't understand that.
Well, you did too.
Incest is best.
Oh!
See, if we already have a drop of you saying it.
Yeah, I forgot we had that. Yeah.
So you can say it for real.
I don't want to give him even a better updated 2016 version of it.
What?
Why does it matter?
It just matters. Because I have a hard time saying that phrase. That's just messed up.
Well, try it again and see.
T-shirt.
Yeah, try it again. I think that you need to say it a lot in order to desensitize
yourself to it. No, I don't
want to
say
it.
No.
Take the power away from the words.
That's right.
No, shut up. I don't want to do that.
In fact, I bet Jared could get you to say it over and over.
Incest is best. Incest is best.
Stop.
Incest is best. Incest is best.
You need to purge
incest
that.
Is best.
Gosh.
Why would you make that the slogan of your family reunion? What are the chances that family is a high class family?
Zero.
Like from old money.
And they had to run that by grandma and grandpa, I guess, too. So they're, hey, look, we got shirts this year.
I bet you grandma, who's not all with it anymore, I bet you they put a shirt on her and were giggling, taking cell phone pictures of it, thinking it was funny.
All right.
It's not
she
funny.
Doesn't know what she's wearing. It's just so disgusting. Anyway.
Hashtag.
Incest.
#Hashtag
so,
I did bring a collared shirt to put over this. The only problem is it's black, just like my slacks are, and I'm dressed like Johnny Cash otherwise.
That might overheat you a little bit.
That's what I'm worried about, because I only own black clothing. I don't think I look good in khaki, though. I don't look good in much, but khaki in particular.
You look fine in khaki.
Hey, Junior looks good in khaki.
Oh, do I? Well, thank you. I don't think I do, but...
You look fine in khaki.
I brought shorts that I'm about to change into. You can wear my khaki pants.
You want to get out the shoehorn and try to get me in those? Because you're so slightly built. You're such an effeminate man.
What? No.
I am not. I'm more of a man than you'll ever be.
Oh, please. And there is the question of where do we leave our valuables here? Because they basically strip search you before you go into this thing. You can't have any electronic device. They rip people's pacemakers out of their chest to keep them from going in with an electronic device.
You know, I worked a deal with Bones, Phil's caddy. He's going to be carrying my backpack in Phil's bag.
What a beating.
I figure that's really secure.
Yeah, why don't they allow us to have caddies to carry our bags for us? And I'm worried about it because I have like over $2,000 worth of Krugerrands in here. And I'm worried that they're going to get stolen.
Nah, you're fine.
We're fine.
Did you bring the sunscreen?
That's what I was going to ask you about. Now, I have sunscreen on my face, which I put on every morning.
It's good.
But I don't have any for my arms and such.
I have some that brought some.
Do we really need it?
Yes.
I need a little good vitamin D?
Well, I mean, you could. You'll get it anyway through the sunscreen.
Yeah, we need it.
What SPF
you're
going to
be out there all day.
It's SPF 200.
200?
I don't think it goes that
high.
No,
I think it's 30.
Okay, that's
perfect.
Good. Get a little bit of sun, but not too much. I was thinking about this because I was going to ask you about sunscreen, if you'd brought any. What the heck did our parents do for sunscreen?
Nothing. You know, my dad, who's fair-skinned, used to just either put on nothing or what was cooking oil, basically. That old copper tone, it was called suntan oil.
Yes, but that was to get a tan.
Yeah.
Well, what did they do to prevent?
Nothing. They didn't know about it. They didn't know that you needed to prevent the harmful rays.
But
so
what
like
about
when Arnie was playing?
He wasn't wearing anything.
Okay,
well,
what about
those
the
guys not have skin cancer all over the
what
place?
What about the lifeguards that used to put the really thick stuff on their nose?
Elmer's glue?
Mm-hmm.
And that was 70s. That's the first I remember of sunscreen.
Just on the
it was a
end
real
of the nose.
Heavy, yeah. And you could, like, put it on your face, but it looked weird, and no one wanted to do it because it's like, well, what are you doing that for?
Well, when did
if we
get,
only would have
so
known.
Sunscreen was invented in the 70s?
I don't know.
You know, I remember since the first sunscreen made its debut in 1936.
Made its debut? Like it's a performer or something.
I guess it was invented in 1936, but it didn't really start gaining popularity until recently.
That is, you know, so vague.
I do remember when I was maybe in high school, then we transitioned from suntan oil to suntan lotion, and that would have like SPF 4. Mm-hmm. Maybe you would see SPF 8.
But yeah, I remember when 4 and 8, those were the high ones, and 2 was, you're being conservative, but, you know, you get a little protection. But
by the time I got to high school, I started putting on sunscreen when I play golf.
Hey, we were joking about SPF 200, but I swear there's like an SPF 100 now.
Yeah, I think there is.
Which confuses me. It's like, how do they know it's exactly 100? Is it like...
I don't know how they test that.
Is it like gigabytes and flash memory? It can only go in multiples of something or another?
Maybe. I don't know.
They say in 1977, the water-resistant actual sunscreen was developed, and that was an SPF of 2.
It's not like hardly any. So that gives you twice as much protection against the sun?
As not wearing anything? Is
well,
that how it works?
But 2 times 0 is still 0.
Yeah.
So how is that twice as much?
Maybe your natural protection is SPF 1.
We are the biggest idiots ever trying to figure this out using our own brains.
But I've been blistered before.
Oh, me too.
As a kid. I mean, ears, even like in my back.
Every summer.
Blistered.
So did you bring sunscreen too?
I did not.
So we're all depending on Junior.
Well, I figured out.
If Junior wasn't prepared for things, we wouldn't
well,
be
prepared. Well,
no,
I thought about it, but I didn't put it in because I was doing carry-on, and it was a bigger thing of it. I said, well, that's not going to go through.
Well, he got that through. Oh, did you check?
That's a smaller deal.
Yeah. No, I didn't check. I carried this on. It's 3 fluid ounces. Doesn't that meet the requirement?
Yeah, I guess it does. Yeah. Ooh, that's only 33, though, isn't it?
Yeah. This is made from zinc.
Oh, it's got to be good.
It says it's all good.
You know what? Not only did I bring this one, but I brought this one, SPF 30 Broad Spectrum.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
That covers everything
thing.
There.
Yeah, you got to cover all kinds of UV rays. I think they're making this stuff up. They're just repackaging hand lotion and making it smell like coconuts, and then all of a sudden we buy it and think it's sunscreen. All right, special plans for you. I've got the air horn. Can I get it in?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
You would be arrested.
Yes, you would be.
They need to quit being so stuffy here. Come on.
Can you imagine if he did? Who would be the worst player to do that in the backswing of? It would be Tiger, but he's not here.
Yeah.
Tiger would throw his club
any
at
of them
you.
Would, yes. Anyone would just.
Who's the most volatile now?
Bubba would come absolutely unglued. Bubba Watson.
All right, I want to make sure I got the phrase right. It's you demand. Right?
You will not be saying
that. Don't say that.
Or it's in the hole.
Mashed potatoes, none of that stuff.
Mashed potatoes.
No. None of that stuff.
They have to have at least one that they allow here. You can't ban all
phrases. Well, I guess they would allow it, but that's just a beating. You yourself, you don't like that, watching tournaments and hearing all that nonsense.
Yes, it's not good to not be the person who's yelling it, but it's fun to be the person who is yelling it. And that's what I want to be.
Don't do it.
No, we're going to strap the red ball gag in your mouth for the entire day.
Oh, he'll
I
like
think
that.
That'll get us kicked out.
He'll
you
like that.
You want to use yours or mine?
Gosh. Either one. I don't care.
We both came with, I mean, we both arrived here
yeah.
in Augusta.
Why would we need to bring that for a 2-day trip?
I wouldn't put it past Gordo.
It makes me nervous to be without it. I just feel more comfortable knowing that I always have a ball gag. All right, would they let you get away with that? So you're wearing slacks, and you're wearing a nice shirt, but you're wearing, like, handcuffs and a ball gag.
You know, that's actually a good question. Let's say you
There's
had
no rule against it.
Let's say you had one of those leather S&M masks.
Yeah, would a machine mask.
Yeah, would they let you walk around with that?
No, that would set off some sort of idiot alarm and would get you kicked out of the
Idiot
place.
Alarm? Yeah. It's not illegal to be an idiot.
Billy Payne on his hidden camera sees that and bolts up out of his chair.
Wait, now, didn't Arnie, when one of his masters wearing like a wrestler's mask?
A luchador mask.
No.
That would be great. The unknown golfer.
Quit trying to trick up this game. It does not need tricking up.
He plays in a full wrestler mask and no one knows who he is.
I am going to kill Jordan Spieth.
Oh, man. Now that's golf I can get into. This master stuff is low level compared to that.
The unknown golfer.
And one more question for you. Are the beer cart girls hot here?
They don't have beer carts.
No.
They have concession stands.
What?
That sell that burrup and pimento cheese.
I'm surprised they call them concession stands and not concession dispensaries.
No, they may. I don't know if they call it a stand or not. Pimento cheese or egg salad?
Egg salad.
You know, I don't
I
like
hate
either.
Pimento cheese.
I don't like either. I can't stand
I love them
egg
both.
Salad.
I like egg salad.
Matter of fact, I'm going to go out there and complain to the concessionaire that y'all need to do away with this pimento cheese thing. Those suck and no one likes them.
I've never had a pimento cheese sandwich.
Really?
So I'm going to have one here just because it's tradition.
Yeah.
It sounds gross.
It is. It's horrible.
It's great.
I hated that. I hated it when my mom would fix, we got some pimento cheese sandwiches in there.
Such a give-up sandwich.
It is a give-up sandwich. And it's like, how in my lifetime she never learned that none of her kids like these things.
So what is it?
It's cheese.
It's cheese
and
with like
pimento.
Pimento peppers ground up in it.
Yeah, it's good. It's tasty.
It sucks.
It's a condiment they pass off as a sandwich.
You can use it as a spread with crackers, or you can make a sandwich out of it.
Huh.
It's very versatile.
Egg salad's better.
So, in other words, the reason that they charge still to this day $1.50 is because nobody would pay anything over that for a pimento cheese sandwich.
That's what they charge for pimento cheese sandwiches?
$1.50.
Huh.
That's a deal.
The Masters needs to get rid of all their traditions.
Okay. That's it.
They sell beer
That's it. Yeah.
You think they're just charging $1.50 for pimento cheese so that they can look relatable?
Yeah. No, they're doing it because of this whole, look, we've been doing this for forever and everything. Just so into their traditions here. And it's just, we all talk with reverence about how, you know what they say, the Masters, you can't do this. You know, they don't even call their marshals marshals. You know, they don't even they don't call their gallery gallery.
But that's great. Don't you think we need more traditions in this country and that maybe that could help make America great again?
No. We need to do away with any tradition that's over a year old.
Oh, my gosh. All right. That's enough out of you.
All right, Gordo. Thank you for the first ever Masters Gordo's Corner.
Thank you for knowing that.
It's 9:33 on the ticket. We've got a Masters update and then